This comes to us from Katie Palvich, which I can't really stand her. She's a news bunny. But what are you going to do? Inflation is worse than we thought. And my response is, you think? So, and it really just comes, it's summed up from this interaction on CNBC with the one and only Mad Dog, Jim Cramer. Just take a listen.
Let's talk about inflation and where things stand right now. I know you are somebody who is totally grateful to the city and who gives back too, but let's talk about the questions that investors are kind of wondering right now. If you're worried about inflation, it's a huge, huge issue.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Paul Tudor Jones, as always, is right about inflation. It's much worse than we thought. I keep hoping the capacity will come on and make it so that it's not as bad, but it just can't seem to come on as fast enough. I mean, for instance, I was going over with my friend Frank Mitch, who's got his own firm about chemicals, and it's just unbelievable. Fermium's using numbers that are just astounding and makes you feel like that Procter is not going to be able to get out of the jam. Procter being the one that yesterday that focused most on inflationary inputs.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like the state of Connecticut, but that's just something between you and me, Jez. Well, yeah, there's a reason, Alan Aceus, that Palvich has a job. So, but let's see. Let's concentrate on this because I only have a couple minutes left. So you shut down the world economy. And then you opened it back up. And then you printed a metric ton of cash and threw it into the economy. And now you're
inflation is much worse than we thought.
Yeah. But this is the interesting thing. It's because you had Jen Psaki to me earlier in the year say,
do you expect the same thing with the inflation report? Is the White House bracing for kind of an eye-popping top-line number given the base effects it will be going off of? Or
now, this is in May of 2021.
Are you not sort of cautioning that? Are you worried people will overreact to the one number that will come out next year?
Well, obviously our analysis is going to be done by our economic experts. They continue to convey that they believe the impact will be temporary, transitory, however you want to refer to it. But they're looking at it closely.
So, much like everything else, the wool can only be pulled over the dumb sheep American eyes for so long. Now we're at the point where inflation is through the roof. Stuff is not being replenished for whatever reason in this manufactured crisis. Remember, the way we talk about this, when we talk about the supply chain, we are not discussing it as some kind of organic thing that couldn't be stopped. This was all manufactured. From the moment they shut down the world economy, the moment they shut it down, this was going to happen. And anybody who got a D plus or above in economics, I'm throwing myself in there because, yes, I got a D plus in economics. But don't worry, I was consistent. I got a D plus in micro and macroeconomics. So I was pretty terrible across the board. But anybody who got a D plus or above in economics could tell you this is going to happen. But they said, "Oh no, it's going to be transitory. It's going to be temporary. It's going to be not very long. Don't worry about it." Now they're like, "Oh yeah, we got to tell you it actually is. we have to tell you that inflation is worse than we thought because they're all friggin' idiots. To be completely honest, and we knew this, but the fact that this has to be admitted now." Is a win for us. Now, this is not a bad thing. This is not a bad thing that they are admitting it. Folks, the admission is fantastic because now they really are, with their backs really are against the wall in that regard. That they have to. They can't tell you, oh, it's going to be here until 2021 or 2022. We're just going to have to rough it out for a little bit longer. No, you can't do that. Because what have I said for three whole days? Condescension will not work on a hungry, cold population. And so what are they? Well, inflation's worse than we thought, and we're trying to get around it. And we're, you know, now they're going to have to. Why do they admit it? Why do they admit it? They have to admit it because now they have to get you, the average American, back on their side. See, when they thought everything was going to go well, when they installed Biden, and they were just going to go through this whole thing, and everybody was going to get jabbed, and everything was going to be fine, and everybody was going to live in the pod, and everybody was going to eat the bugs. Oh, wait. Everybody's not living in the pod. Everybody's not taking the jab. Everybody's not eating the bugs. Everybody, we're getting pushback. Oh, well, we're all back in this together because it's not as bad. It's as bad. It's worse than we thought. The fact that they are forced to admit it, folks, we have to look at this as a win.